Sanhedrin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Now that we've finished the discussion of the Niskalin, of those people who receive skila stoning, so now we talk about the other forms of death penalty. Be'elu hein hanisrafin, the Mishnah says. These following items, or sins, are the things for which one is guilty for sreifa, for burning. Haba al isha uvita, somebody who has relations with a woman and her daughter. Now, the Torah says that you cannot have relations with a woman and her daughter, but it also says neither with her, the son of her, or excuse me, the daughter of her son, or the daughter of her daughter. So we're going to see that there are a number of instances that are included in that. But before we do, the Mishnah also says uvas kohen shezinsa, the daughter of a kohen who has an adulterous affair. She also is liable to death by burning. However, the one who has relations with her, he has the regular punishment for adultery, which is chenek, which is death by choking. Now, the Mishnah says, yesh b'chal isha uvita. Included in the prohibition of a woman and her daughter is bito, his own daughter, uvas bito, the daughter of his own daughter, uvas beno, and the daughter of his own son. Included in that also, though, is even if it's not his own biological daughter, but it's uvas ishto, the daughter of his wife, uvas bita, and the daughter of her daughter. Again, not, even if it's not biologically related to him, uvas bena, and the daughter of her son. And included in this as well is going in the opposite generation, chamoso, his mother-in-law, since he's married to his wife. The mother-in-law is also forbidden to him, as that would be a mother and daughter. V'eim chamoso, the mother of his mother-in-law, because then it's bas bita. V'eim chamiv, and the mother of his father-in-law, because mother of his father-in-law, he's married to her son's daughter. So that's all included in the iser of isha uvita, a woman and her daughter. The Elu Hein HaNeragin. Now the Mishnah moves on to talk about these are the following items for which a person gets herig, death by sword. Harotzeach, a murderer, is one. V'anshe Irani Dachas. The other is those people who belong to a rebellious city that were, that most of the inhabitants of the city worship Avodah Zarah. They worship idols, and the city, the members of the city at least that have worshipped idols, now instead of getting stoning, death by stoning, they will get death by herig, by the sword. Now, Rotseach, moving back to Rotseach, a murderer, Rotseach shehikas re'ehu ba'evan o ba'barzel, he hits his friend either using a stone or using some sort of metal device, v'kavash alav l'sochamayim, or he pushes him into the water, or l'sochor, into fire, and v'eino yochol lalos misham, and he's unable to get out from the fire, from the water, v'meis, and he dies as a result, chayev. The person who pushed him in is liable for his death. However, if he pushes him into water or into fire, he is able to get out, and despite that he dies. He's potter because he didn't definitively kill him. He certainly is liable for, indirectly for his death, but not he's not it's not a capital offense. Now, if he sicks a dog on him, or he sicks a snake against him, potter, he's potter because he is the cause of his death, but he's not directly killing him. However, hishach bo asanachash, if he actually takes the fangs of the snake and he puts it up against into the person, so Rabbi Yehuda mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda says he's liable for his death because it's like sticking a sword into him. The chachamim potrin, and the chachamim says he's potter, and that is because there's a dispute between them as to what's the nature of the venom of a snake. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says he's liable for the death, it's because that the poison of the snake is actually in the fangs, and therefore when he sticks the fangs in, it's like he actually is killing him. He's sticking the poisonous sword into him. Chama, however, say that even though they've stuck the fangs in, but it's the snake who ends up emitting the poison, and therefore it's indirect, and therefore he's not liable for his death directly. Hamakes chavero, somebody who hits his friend, ba'ein ba'evan ba'ein ba'egrov, either with a stone or with his fist, v'amadula misa, and the doctors estimated that he's going to die due to this wound. V'heikel mimashahaya, however, he gets better. He gets a little better. He's not completely better. He gets a little better. But later afterwards, he gets worse. and his condition worsens and he dies, chayav, he's considered liable. Rabbi Nechemya Omer Pater. Nechemya, however, says he's Pater. Why? Since he got better in the middle, shiraglaim ledover, that's a, there's feet to the thing, which is an idiom for the fact that there's a basis to say that he is not the one who's liable for his death, because if he was liable for his death, he shouldn't have gotten better in the middle, even though he got worse later, but he's not considered directly responsible for his death. There are actually some who understand those last words of the Mishnah, not as supporting Rabbi Nechemya's position of that he's Pater, but rather it's supporting the position of the Tanakama that he's Chayav, because even though he got better in the middle, since ultimately he did die, therefore there's the Raglaim Ledover, there's an indication that he is ultimately responsible, since he ultimately died from that wound.